All right, well, it's a big week for us. We got, a lot of things going on here. Obviously, got a roster reduction that's, has to be done tomorrow. Made a few moves today. We're trying to get our, as a coaching staff, trying to get things ready for the Giants. Obviously, evaluate our team, start to get ready for Buffalo, and then we had a Thursday night game right behind that. We can, start to do some preparation for before we get, fully into the Bills. So, kind of a lot of moving parts. As always, there's some conversation with other teams in the league at this time of year relative to roster movement and things like that. So, just try to take it one day at a time here and just chip away at all the different things that are happening. But we'll the best we can to balance that off. And, as a football team, there's things that we got to work on, regardless of who we play. And then there are other things we need to certainly work on for the Giants. And, again, also looking ahead a little bit to the regular season. So a lot of balls in the air this week, but that's the way it normally is this time of year. Just, do the best we can to, cross things off the list that need to be attended to. Getting healthy, it's been a competitive camp. A lot of guys are bumped and bruised up, and trying to get as healthy as we can heading into the regular season. I mean, that's also gave the players an extra day off over the weekend, and hopefully we can use the time here and then the longer week next week to start to. Get as healthy as we can heading into the opener and into the end of the regular season.
I'm gonna ask you about quarterback gurus. Tom Brady, Tom Martinez, obviously. What are your thoughts, the positives and potential negatives, if a player goes outside the coaching staff that he plays for, gets that sort of tutoring, and is there ever a possibility of a player getting overcoached at some point in his career, maybe so many voices in his head when he's trying to get some things going that, it can become paralyzation sort of by amplification?
Yeah, I'm sure probably all those things are true. Sure, some real good things. I'm sure it could be maybe somewhat counterproductive. I think whenever you're talking about a specific skill that's very specific like the throwing mechanics, kicking mechanics, punting mechanics, golf swings, things like that, that it's such a specific skill that sometimes there's somebody that might have particular expertise there or maybe a connection with that particular player relative to confidence or guidance or mechanics of their familiarity with that player that could be beneficial. So, but I'd say I probably have seen it about like you've described it both ways.
With two division games starting the season in a short week, as you mentioned, have you decided how you plan to use the starters?
No. Just worry about today and tomorrow, and we'll get to Thursday on Thursday.
Does having a short week early, does that affect things?
What short week's that? Talking about playing the second game? No, not right. I mean, it'll definitely affect things, but not at the moment. I think this week is self-contained.
Talking about the conversations you're having with other teams or whatever they're about, just evaluating roster. How much of a challenge is it to keep an eye on what's going on around the league when you're in the process of cutting down 90 to 75 by tomorrow, 22 more guys by Saturday, preparing for the preseason game?
Well, I mean, again, most of that's really done by Nick Caserio and the personnel department. They handle that, and again, it's pretty common at this time of year for every team. I don't think we're any different than the other 31 teams on that. I don't think this year is any different than last year or the year before. So it's it's just that time of year. It's kind of like the day or two before the draft, So this isn't like that, but it's similar in that by the calendar you can kind of know when those things are going to be happening, and that's where we are at this time of year. Other teams are probably have a little bit of a surplus of one position and have a need in another position, and just trying to match them up if there is a match. those kind of things. So it's pretty common. I don't see anything that different about it this year, but it is still part of the process. It's time consuming, and you know, it's something that you need to do to help your team, or possibly if you have a surplus at a position, maybe there's some way to get value out of that. You know, I don't know.
Like the fourth preseason game, because so many teams rest their starters, is it productive? Would the NFL be better off without it?
No, I'm really worried about what the NFL does. I'm just trying to do what's best for our team. So that's what we'll try to do, is maximize this week and our opportunity in the game against the Giants.
Is it helpful for you as a tool to evaluate still?
Well, we'll take whatever time we have and do the best we can with it. I think Akeem, you know, picked up our system very quickly when he got here last year, and has been, you know, confident and very, you know, fluent in it. I don't think it's really been a problem. I mean, certainly he's a lot more comfortable in it now than he was, you know, last December, but even when he got here, he adapted pretty quickly. He's a smart guy. He's got a lot of experience. I don't think there's really anything that we're doing that he hasn't done before. Maybe it was called a little differently, or maybe, you know, it was a little different adjustment to a call or that type of thing. But I think fundamentally the things he has done, we do, and he's just had to adapt to, you know, maybe some terminology or, you know, relatively minor things, I would say. Well, I think we just, you know, regardless of what happened Thursday night, you know, we still got a lot of work to do on our football team. We just have to take advantage of those opportunities to do it. And as I said, there are a lot of things that we need to work on. I mean, you know, one is, as I said, the health of our team, the rest of our team, certainly our execution and, you know, things like that, preparation, all those things. We need plenty of work there, too. So it's just trying to find a balance there. But, you know, we had a short week last week with Detroit. And, you know, it was a productive week for us. We certainly learned a lot out there, found out a lot of things that we need to work on. But coming off the Tampa game, it was a short week. That week, now we have a little bit more time. It's a 7-day week. And then we have a longer week, obviously, heading into Buffalo. So we'll just try to use the time the best we can. I don't think there's a lot of conversations that are still going on. I don't think, you know, there's a whole lot that's set. I think there's a lot of things we're still, you know, kicking around. Some things will take care of themselves. Some things will settle themselves. Other things we'll have to make a decision on. When it comes time to make that decision, we'll get as much information as we can, try to make the best decision that we can for the team. Real good. Yep, real good. Had a good spring. Had a good camp. Versatile player. I think he's a smart guy. I think he had a good understanding of what we did last year, but it's certainly better this year, and he has a lot more experience. We've asked him to do more. He has more responsibilities, and he handles those with very few errors. Dependable player that's adjustable and has a lot of versatility. A big guy can run, do a lot of different things for us.
How about that group as a whole? Some good throw camp. We've seen a lot of different combinations, spikes, even sub packages. How does that work out between them all during those assignments?
It's that time of year. We use a lot of different combinations at pretty much every position. So I think that's important to create our depth for ourselves, and also to give players an opportunity to increase their value by having versatility. But, you know, we know through past experiences that you know, we're going to need more than just, you know, the guys that are in the starting lineup on opening day to, you know, to have a good football team. And we're going to have different combinations. We're going to have to play them. So I've already done some of that. And I think it'll those experiences hopefully will serve us well down the road if we need them, which I'm sure we'll need some. I don't know which ones, but prepare for all of them. Good. I think he's adapted well. You know, he's a smart guy. He's got a lot of experience. Very professional. Really is an intense player that focuses on his job and his preparation, his work ethic, and all is very, very professional. I think every position on our team needs to progress. So, I think we're like that everywhere. Yeah, sure. Well, we definitely have people, you know, on our staff that are break down those films as they come in. We look at them for personnel reasons, but we also look at our early opponents. Obviously, we've seen Tampa, and so there are early opponents on the schedule. And so, we've definitely broken those down. And then, as a coaching staff, as we get to it, then we get to it. The offensive coaches, the defensive coaches, special teams, myself, as we get to some of those games, we get to them. Obviously, we don't have to meet a schedule for them just yet, but there's some things we can get a little bit of a jump on. we're not really the analysis and all that's not really there yet. It's more just a first look and just trying to, get to know the teams. Yeah, well, opening day is always a hard game to prepare for, no matter who it is, because you either don't have any history or you have a lot of history, more than you need. So you have to try to figure out what that balance is. I think that most teams that go to training camp and spend, the weeks in training camp, the weeks in the preseason games, you're certainly going to see some of that on opening day. Team's not going to come in there and not do anything, that they've worked on all year on opening day and have a whole new, scheme. But, I'm sure everybody's got some wrinkles, got some things that they're holding back, has some whatever changes that they haven't shown that you have to be ready for, and that's part of opening day. So we'll have them. I'm sure Buffalo will have them. We'll see how it all turns out, and then, things will start to settle in a little bit after that. But that's part of opening day. Yeah, you can go back and look at all the stuff he's ever done at New Orleans, the Jets, Syracuse, this year. You could, put an encyclopedia together. But there's still only, one game. There's only so many plays you can run in that game. So I'm sure they could do the same thing. They could go back and, watch all our games from the last decade and, find some relevance. But, you got to put your chips on some number and go with your preparation there, and then if it changes, then deal with it during the game. Good. Okay. Yep. Thank you.